And I pray, Father, that everyone under the sound of my voice will have ears to hear, those that are present in the sanctuary, those that are watching the live stream, whether it be live or whether they are watching it later on, at a later time. I pray, Father, that their ears will be open to hear your word, and that their hearts also will be open to receive your word. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And I thank you, Father God, for your call, your anointing, your choosing of me to minister your word. And Father, I'm eternally grateful for your love, your mercy, your strength, your power, your leadership. Thank you, Father. And Father, may we continually give you all the praise, all the honor, and all the glory. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. 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 Praise God. Now, you should certainly have 2 Corinthians chapter 5. I want you to look at verse 7. I want to read 8 words to you, 8 words, verse 7. For we means me and you that are born again, for we walk by faith, not by sight. For we walk by faith, not by sight. Amen. Amen. Now we have to understand, and again, I really still have the same subject, get close to God, stay close to God. I've been on it a long time. But you know, like I said last week, I believe, you know, it's impossible to get close to God if you don't believe Him. It's impossible to get close to God if you don't trust Him. Amen. Praise God. See, I have trusted Him with my entire being. I've trusted Him with my present. I've trusted Him with my future. I've trusted Him with my eternity. Amen. And guess what? You need to trust Him. We need to trust Him with our past also. Hallelujah. We need to trust Him with our past. Sometime the past try to come back and grab at you. Hallelujah. Amen. We need to trust that the blood of Jesus have washed all of our dirt, all of our filth, all of our bad decisions, or whatever it may be. We must trust God that He have washed, that the blood of Jesus has washed all that stuff away. It's no longer a part of me or you. No wonder. No wonder the Bible says, if any man or woman, if any person is in Christ Jesus, they are a new creature. You're a new creation. Praise God. I said, praise God. Amen. Why don't you say this with me and say it boldly. Well, say it. I want to say it first, and then I want you to say it, and I want you to say it from the inside, not just from your head, but I want you to say it this from the inside. Those of you that are watching too, say boldly, my past no longer have a hold on me. Come on, say it. Come on, say it again. I'm gonna count to three and let's say it again. One, two, three. Hallelujah. You hear me? Praise God. Praise God. See, that's how the devil keeps some folks in bondage, their past. He don't have anything new. So he try to keep you attached to the old. Praise God. But we have to release that stuff by faith. We have to release it by faith and then don't allow it to visit again. Amen. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. I have heard it said, and it's been said to me, Pastor, you just don't understand. You know, I love you and all, and I respect you and all, but Pastor, you just don't understand. Because you see, Pastor, you have not gone through what I've gone through. Pastor, you have not experienced what I have experienced. So you really can't understand me. I don't understand me. You listening to me? But let me tell you something. I don't have to go through what you have gone through. I don't have to have experienced what you have experienced. But like Peter said, to the man at the gate, beautiful, but such as I have, y'all listening to me? But such as I have, I give unto thee. And of course, he told the man, rise in the name of Jesus, rise up and walk. But let me tell you something. If you got Jesus, if you know Jesus, somebody needed to hear this. Amen. Sometimes people feel inferior because, you know, maybe they are not as educated or maybe not haven't had the experience some other believers have had. So they feel inferior. They feel timid. And so they don't want, they refuse to reach out and try to touch someone, refuse to reach out and try to help someone else. But if you have Jesus and if you believe and trust in him, you can see signs and wonders, miracles. Because, see, it's not about the individual. It's all about him. Y'all hear me? It's not about the individual. I know sometimes in Christianity, a lot of times, I leave it at that, but we get our eyes too much on one individual, two individuals, and we need to always give honor and respect. Say amen. Because look, there's not enough of that either. Amen. We got too many arrogant people walking around. Can't nobody tell them nothing. Can I get another amen on that? Nobody can tell them nothing because they think they know everything. But on the other hand, nobody can take the place of Jesus. You hear me? Nobody can take the place of Jesus. Glory be to God. Praise the name of the Lord. Amen. Praise God. Well, hope that helped you. Hallelujah. Amen. So we see here in verse 7, we walk by faith and not by sight. Now, we talked last week that the just, where it says the just shall live by faith. We won't go back and read those, but I'll give them to you again, the references. Habakkuk chapter 2, verse 4. Romans chapter 1, verse 17. Galatians chapter 3, verse 11. Hebrews chapter 10, verse 38. And all of these references lets us know that the just shall live by faith. If we are justified in Christ Jesus, if we have been made right through Christ Jesus, if we are the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus, we live by faith. We walk by faith. Amen. Bless the name of the Lord. Well, now you say, Pastor, we got to walk by faith, and that's, you know, that's going to keep us connected with God because He is a faith God. Say amen. Amen. He is a faith God. Hallelujah. Turn in your Bibles to Hebrews. The book of Hebrews, chapter 11. Hebrews, chapter 11. Hallelujah. This is the what is sometimes referred to as the faith chapter, faith heroes, or heroes of faith. Matter of fact, well, I'll go there a little bit later, but in Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1, the Bible says, now faith, see, the Word of God tells us what faith is. God wants us to understand faith. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Amen. Listen to me, please. Whatever you do, build your faith. Do I have your attention? Listen to me. Whatever you do, grow your faith. Your faith has to grow. Some folks have little to no faith. Some folks have weak faith. Some folks have mediocre faith. Some folks have strong faith. Amen. Not everybody's at the same faith level. Not everybody's at the same level of faith. That's the reason we have to continually grow our faith. Amen. Amen. And understand something else. The devil is always trying to send fiery darts at you to destroy your faith or to weaken your faith. You got to understand that. But faith is what's going to keep us standing on our feet. I'm talking about faith in God, believe in God, trust in God. Laying it all on the line. Hallelujah. Praise God. Sometime you get to a place where you can't help yourself. But you got to keep your faith out there. Amen. Jesus told Peter, he said, Peter, I prayed for you. And he says, I'm praying for you that your faith don't fail. You hear me? That's what Jesus told Peter. He says, I'm praying for you, and I'm praying that your faith fail not, that your faith don't fall, that you don't go shipwrecked. Just because as long, listen, this is what, oh my Lord. See, this is what Jesus was telling Peter. See, Jesus knew that Peter was going to have to go through some stuff, didn't he? Because he told him, he said, sometimes you're going to have to be in a place, Peter, where folks going to take you. You don't want to, places you don't want to go. Things are not always going to go the way you want them to or the way you wish they would. But what Jesus was telling Peter is, Peter, if you keep your faith strong, they'll never whip you. Peter, if you keep your faith strong, you'll never be defeated. Now the history tells us that Peter was crucified upside down. Many, have you heard that? Yeah. I've heard it said that Peter told him that I'm not worthy to be, this is what I heard, that I'm not worthy to be crucified in the same position as my Lord. So they crucified him upside down. You can do your own research on that. But history records that Peter was crucified upside down. But you know what? He may have been crucified upside down, but he was never whipped. Amen. Hallelujah. He went out of here victorious. Amen. Guess who else wasn't whipped? The Apostle Paul. Glory to God. He left out of here victorious. Matter of fact, he left out of here testifying. Amen. I've kept the faith. I fought a good fight. He said, I'm ready to be offered up. Don't sound much like a loser to me. Don't sound anything like a loser. And what the people of God, what God's people got to do and understand, and we're told to fight the good fight of faith. You're going to have to fight. Amen. Instead of fighting one another and carrying on, and let's fight the good fight of faith. Amen. Let's fight the real enemy, the enemy of our faith, the devil. And the circumstances of life that he tried to send your way. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. I said hallelujah again. Bless the name of the living God. Hallelujah. So Hebrews 11:1 again. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for. See, as long as you got your faith, as long as you're growing your faith, you're going to get what you're hoping for. Amen. Now faith is the substance of the thing hoped for. Let me tell you something. You can be broke, not have one red cent in your pocket. You may be sick in your body, or maybe some other things that are just not going the way you want them to. But if you got your faith, you got your substance. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Kind of compare it to, I'll use you ladies for an example, because if any of you ladies, and I'm sure you are, like my wife, you love to shop. Any ladies in here love to shop? Come on, fess up. Now, if any females don't raise your hand, y'all know I don't believe that. Amen. Yeah. Praise God. Amen. How many husbands in here, a few husbands, like to follow your wife around the store while she shop? I'm about to get you all in trouble now. Amen. But now, listen to me. I like to compare, and I use the ladies. Let's say, ladies, you saw that you just passing by, or maybe you were online, you know, I almost said looking through a magazine, but folk don't do that too much of that anymore. They usually go online, find what they want. Let's say you see this pretty dress, pretty pair of shoes that you want, you know, and you say, bless the Lord, I'm gonna get that dress. I'm gonna order that dress, and I'm gonna order those shoes. Amen. Now, notice what you just said. You said, I'm going to buy that. You know, I'm gonna order that. I'm gonna buy that. In order to say make a statement like that, you must have some money. This sister said her husband got some money. I heard that. But you follow me. You must have some money, because they're not giving the shoes away. They're not giving the dress away. But yet you already, I've heard people say, oh, honey, that's my dress. Oh, honey, those are my pair of shoes there. You know, y'all know what I'm talking about. You've heard people say that, but yet they don't have them in their hand. Well, why can they say that? Because they know I got the money to buy those shoes, so I'm going to get them. So your faith, listen to me, your faith is just like your money. See, you may not have the dress, but you got the substance for the dress, and that is your money. And your money will get you the dress. Your money will get you the shoes. Amen. Put that verse back up on the screen for me. Glory to God. So you see, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, and it's also the evidence of things not seen. Hallelujah. It's the evidence of things not seen. God's people must keep their faith strong. Amen. Listen to me, please. Whatever you do, build your faith. Continually work it, work on your faith. See, that's where too many times we let it slip. Sometimes folk won't come to church. Well, you know, I got this to do, I got that to do, blah, 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 blah. You know, I catch it later, whatever. No. You need to build your faith. In your private time, you need to read the Word of God and build up your faith. Just because you don't feel like you need it right now, believe me, you need to make some deposits in your spirit, so when that time comes, you got something to draw on. You got something to pull from. And if we're busy about everything else, and then when we're faced with a situation, we panic and we don't know what to do. Oh, God, what am I going to do? Help! Somebody please help me. I don't know what to do. I didn't see this coming. I don't know how to handle it. Well, you know something? Your faith account, if I can use that term, is empty. Are very, very low. We need to always know, number one, God is on my side. God is for me. God is a present help. Everybody say present help. God is a present help in the time of trouble. The Lord, Psalm 23, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. Or you can say it this way, I shall not lack. Why? Because you know that the Lord is your shepherd. Because you know that. And you know you can lean on him. You can trust him. Amen. Praise God. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Hallelujah. I'm not going very far on this tonight. We'll pick it up again. But let me say this. This is so important. We read in 2 Corinthians 5:7 that we walk by faith and not by sight. The most important thing about faith, our faith, is that through faith and by faith, we gain eternal life. Amen. Let me tell you something. Being born again is more important to me than any money. You hear me? Being born again is more important to me than any material thing that I could get. Listen to me. Being born again is more important to me than my very health. Because even if the body dies, if I'm born again, glory to God, I continue to live. I continue to live. I continue to live. Are you still here? Now, these other things are very important. Amen. Listen, Jesus came healing the sick, didn't he? Praise God. He came to get people delivered and set free. Those things are important. What I am telling you, the most important thing in your life is to be born again, and that is faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. Exercising your faith. John 3:16, I quote it often, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever what? That whosoever what? Believe. See, you got to believe. That's exercising your faith. Amen. Whosoever believed in him would not what? Perish. In other words, that means you won't go to hell and you won't be thrown into the lake of fire for all eternity because you believe in him. You believe in him. And some people say it this way, you believe on him. You will not perish, but have eternal life or everlasting life. Praise the name of the Lord. Go to the book of John, the 5th chapter, I believe it is. John 5. And I'm on my way there too. I just want to read, look at verse 24, John 5:24. This is Jesus teaching here. And I'm reading from the New King James Bible. But Jesus said, most assuredly, I say to you, he who hears my word and what? And believe in him who sent me have what? Everlasting life. I love that. Everlasting life. And shall not come into judgment, but has passed from what? Death to life. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. Glory be to God. I'm going to go to one other reference, and then I'm going to quit for tonight. Amen. We will continue this because it's so vitally important. We must walk by faith. Hallelujah. Amen. Terry, you can come on because I'm getting ready to close, brother. John chapter 14, Jesus is teaching here. And I love these verses. Jesus says, let not your heart be troubled. You believe what? In God, believe also in me. Remember, he's talking about believing God, right? Believing in God, believing in him, right? Amen. Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. Amen. And I like this. And he's talking about God the Father. But in verse 2, he says, in my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. Amen. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you to myself, that where I am, there you may be also. Praise God. Praise God. Oh, bless the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. And where I go, you know, and the way you know. Thomas said to him, Lord, we do not know where you're going. And how can we know the way? Now, grab a hold of this. Don't you ever let go of verse 6 of John's gospel. Jesus said, I am the way. Oh, get that in your spirit, folks. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. Let me read that again. I'm going to paraphrase it a little bit. Jesus was saying, I am the way, I am the truth, I am the life. I'm the way. I'm the truth. I'm the life. That should settle it right there. We should never have to say like John the Baptist said, are you the one or should we look for another? No, he's the one. He's the one. He's it. I am the way, the truth, and the life. Now listen, look at what else he says. No one, everybody say no one.
No one.
No one comes to the Father except how?
Through me.
Except how?
Through me.
One more time.
Through me.
Hallelujah. Through, Jesus says, no man can come to the Father except through him. And it's our faith in him. Glory to God. Oh, there's so much more I want to say about that, but I'm not going to say it tonight. Hallelujah. Believe it or not, there are some folks in church that are still confused about their salvation. I think John 14, 6 clarifies it pretty good, don't y'all?
Amen.
Amen. And there are other references in the Word of God that says the same thing. But Jesus is the way. Jesus is the truth. Jesus is the life. In other words, if you want true life, you'll find it in Jesus Christ. If you want real life, you'll find it in Jesus Christ. Glory to God. You'll find it in Him. By trusting Him, putting your faith in Him. See, that's where it all began. That's where it all starts. Faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. There's a song, I forgot the lady's name that sang it. It's an old song, it's been out a long time. Oh man, I'm not thinking of her name, but that song is a blessing to me. You know, and I don't know the words, but it goes something like this. Lord, I believe in you. Anybody? It's an older song. A few of you do. Amen. Beautiful song. Always believe in you. Praise God. Look it up sometime and listen to it. Amen. Some of you probably know it. Some of you probably know it. Amen. Because He is the way, the truth, and the life. Those of you that's watching the live stream, I want to ask you this question. Are you born again? Do you know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior? If you do not, I want to tell you this. If you will receive Him into your life, if you trust Him, if you will believe Him, He will come into your life. He will forgive your sins. He will cleanse you. He'll make you free. And He'll give you a brand new life. Give you a brand new life. Hallelujah. If you say, I'm not born again, I don't know Jesus as my Lord and Savior. Oh, you know what? You may be in a backslidden condition. Maybe you've walked with the Lord, but you've drifted away. Something distracted you, and you're no longer walking with the Lord. He's still waiting on you. He's still waiting on you to come back. If you're not born again, or if you're in a backslidden condition, I want to ask you to pray this prayer with me, if you would. And I want you to release your faith and trust Jesus Christ to save you and to forgive you. Just pray this prayer with me. Repeat it after me. Say, Lord Jesus, I come to you right now as a sinner needing a Savior. And right now, I surrender my life to you. I give you all of me. Come into my heart, Lord Jesus. Come into my life. Be my Lord and my Savior. Forgive me for all of my sins. And I want to thank you for that right now. Thank you for loving me so much that even when I was in my sinful state, you still loved me and you waited on me. Here I am, Lord. I give my life to you. And I make you, Jesus, the Lord of my life. And I want to thank you for it. And I receive you now, Lord, by faith. Not by what I see, not by what I feel, but because I believe, I receive you into my heart as my Lord and Savior. Thank you, Jesus, for saving me. Amen. God bless you if you pray that prayer. Hallelujah. We rejoice with you. Matter of fact, the Bible says that the angels in heaven rejoice when one comes to the Lord. Amen. Feel free to write us and let us know, or email us and let us know. We would love to hear from you. Praise God. And if you're there and you're sick in your body, you say, Pastor, I need a touch.